We're holding now the Shemitah year, and all the Esrogim that we're going to get this year from Eretz Yisrael are going to have been grown during Shemitah, and therefore the Shaila comes up on those Esrogim that are coming from Eretz Yisrael. What's their status? Okay? And how does that play out, Lagabi, the a few things in Hilchus Lulav and Esrog? Number one is, you know, let's say... what we're going to discuss this, but there's a lot of shilas, so I'm going to outline what we're going to talk about. This is going to be four shiurim, and it's a lot of stuff. Mamish, just to give you an example, okay? I was in Lakewood, so last year I bought this. This is Masechta Shviyas. This is the Mishnayos with all the Pirushim on the Mishnayos, because there's no Gemara on Shviyas. All the Pirushim on the Mishnayos, all the Rambams, and then it brings all the Yushalmi, and it brings all the Gemaras in Bavli that discuss Shemitah. It's random collection, Rosh Hashanah, Gittin, Nida, wherever it talks about Shemitah, it's in here. So this is the whole, you know, it's not an easy topic.
It's the Bible.
Yeah, this is not an easy topic, Shemitah, wow. Shviyas, okay? So we're learning Shviyas this year, a little bit, and there's a lot of shailas that come up. Lagavi this right here. Here we have our token Brisker over here now.
Token Brisker.
So we can feel good.
I just have a crew that's coming along today.
Oh, whatever it takes here. So we have like this. The shilas that come up with the stregim that come from Eretz Yisrael are, number one, how are they grown? Okay, were they grown beheter? Were they grown beisser? You know, and if they were grown beisser, how does that play out? The second issue, which we're going to talk about in the next couple of weeks, is let's say they were grown beheter, but they have kedusha shvius. Let's say no one touched the land, and it grew by itself, but the payers have kedusha shvius. So kedusha shvius.
That's the difference. If somebody touched the land, that's when you get into the heter beisser issue.
Right. I'm not even talking about that. Next week we're going to talk about. Let's say naniach that no one touched it. Let's say no one touched the payers. But now, the Kedusha Shviyas, you're not allowed to do Schoira with Kedusha Shviyas. So how do you buy it? And the third issue is, you're not allowed to take Peiris Shviyas out of Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to take Peiris Shviyas out of Eretz Yisrael. Okay? So that's the third issue. And then there's going to be issues of, what about the Lulav, the Hadassim? Do those things have Kedusha Shviyas? We'll talk about the Esrogim right now. Now, the basis of this shir is going to be the following. Everyone knows, I think we're going to talk about it maybe Labor Day and the legal holiday shir, that there's an age-old machloikes started already with Rav Kook and other Mariel Diskin, Rav Shmuel Misalant, way before the Medina even came around. There's not a political issue. There's an old issue about the farmers in Eretz Yisrael, if they're allowed to sell the land to a guy in order to continue planting. So Hetta Mechira. It became the widespread minute amongst the Charedim and even people that don't live in Eretz Yisrael in general, since it's not such a big tzarech for them, and Rav Soloveitchik also said like that, not to rely on the heter mechira for people that don't live in Eretz Yisrael. If you live there and it's a big tzarech, then it's a different shaila, which we have to talk about independently of this. But if you don't live in Eretz Yisrael, so it's less of a tzarech, and therefore you shouldn't really rely on that mechira. So I'm going to go now, and without getting involved in all the issues revolving around that, we're going to go now, assuming that, which is, you know, the meaning of a lot of Rabbanim in America and the issues of B'nai Yeshiva for sure, is that we not to rely on the Heter Iska, on the Heter Mechira. So that leads to the Shaila, is that if you don't rely on the Heter Mechira, what is the status of Peris, of Esrogim, that were grown with Heter Mechira? If they were grown with Heter Mechira, so then it's according to you,
Somebody blew it.
Because so, someone was being was working the land on Shemitah and helping the Esrogim grow. Now you're going to get it, okay? So you're going to get it. So Zichra has Kedusha Shviyas, but the question, so you have to be careful how you treat it, you can't throw it out, and all everything like that. But the question is it Mutter to use the Esrog? Now what's the Shaila? The Shaila is because there's a Gemara in Sukkah Daf Lamed Hei. The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Lamed Hei says that... Esrog, which is Osir Ba'achila, you're not allowed to be Yoytze the Mitzvah with it. You can't be Yoytze the Mitzvah with an Esrog, which is Osir Ba'achila. So that being the case, now we have to analyze these Esrogim. If you treat them as Esrogim that came as a result of work that was done on Shemitah, are they Osir or are they Mutter to eat? And if so, you know, the ramifications being... can you use them on Shemitah. This is a very hot topic in the, you know, in the beginning, when after the war, when people were coming back to America, and you know, and it's, in Europe, every town had their Rav, and every Rav told them what to do. But in America, all of a sudden, became one big thing, and no one knew what was going on. So huge machlokes between the Satmar Rav and Ramosha Feinstein, and all this, what to do exactly. Fine. Well, let's go through the sugya step by step. If it's also bechira, what's the status of we're talking about a parrot that grew through hetter mechira? If you don't rely on the hetter mechira, so it was shomer v'nevad, so there was isurim done to it. So what's the status of an esrog that isurim were done to it to help it grow? That's the question.
It's interesting that we thought this.
It was, you're not allowed to plant it. But what's the status of the parrot? So now, like this, there's two isurim to do on Shemitah. If you have land that belongs to you, there's two isurim that you have to keep. That two halachas you have to keep. One is yes, right. I'm going with that. I was mocked him there. So now the there's two things that have to happen to the land if it's Jewish owned property in Shemitah. One is, or even if it's non-Jewish, one is that you have to leave it hefker. You can't be bailam on the land. You have to leave it hefker. And the way, and you're not even allowed to guard your, you're not allowed to put a guard, you're not allowed to close the fence, you're not allowed to do anything. You have to let anyone who wants come in and take the property. That's the din of hefker. You have to leave the property. If you don't leave it and you guard it, you don't let anyone come in, you lock it with a fence or whatever, it's called shomer. You guarded the property. And the payers were shomer. You didn't want anyone to come and take your payers. So you pretend, you acted as if you were the owner on the payers. That's the issue of shomer. So that's one shiloh. What's the status of, we'll start with that. What's the status of shomer? Shomer, you're not allowed to do it. You were even issue deraisa. But the payers that were shomer, are they aser bachila or are they mutter bachila?
You're not allowed to guard it so that nobody works it?
Forget working it. You're not allowed to guard it that no one should come in and take it.
Someone's allowed to take it for free.
Yeah, so I can't lock at the fence. A guy comes in and says, I want a mango. No, sorry, it's mine. No, you can't do that.
It's not yours.
Exactly. To the point that Beis Hillel, there's a machlok between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the Mishnah, if you're allowed to say thank you to the owner. Maybe if you're saying thank you, then you're already acknowledging it's his. Okay? So machlok Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, oichlin b'toiva v'shaloi b'toiva. Okay. So now, what's the status?
Thank
what?
Who says you can thank him?
Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says no. So, like this, the what's the status of shomer? That's the first thing. So, shomer is on page 2. Okay. By the way, the only page that's upside down is the cover. But besides that, everything's good. So turn to page 2. I mean, the second page of the Gemara after the cover sheet. Page 2 on the top. So the Gemara is talking about if you can buy an esrog from someone that doesn't keep shemitah. So the Gemara says like this: but medvar mamurim that you're allowed to buy the esrog altogether is bilokech min hamufkar. If you're buying it from a person that really he was mafkir his field, and you're paying him just a token amount. But we'll talk about that next week. But if you're going to buy an esrog from someone who is shoymer his field, it's meshumer. Also, you're not allowed to buy it at all, even a token amount. You're allowed to buy from the owner of the field a token amount. We'll see next week why that's not an isser of schoyer or whatever. But if it's meshumer, if the guy was over the isser and was shoymer his field, you're not even allowed to buy a token amount. Azli Zok to Gemara. Zok to Rashi. So you see where I underlined Rashi. Rashi says, Hoyel v'loy ra'inu choshud, mutter limsoy le'ma'at, avaloy harbe shloy te'inu etzar al'atzniyan. Rashi says, he's choshud. We don't want to give him money because he's going to not treat the money properly. You see the Rashi? Rashi's on the over there on the line. So Rashi says that the reason you're not allowed to buy it from a guy who's shomer his field is because we're afraid he's not going to treat the money with the proper kedusha. The money of Peir Shvius is Teifas Dalmav, so the money also has kedusha Shvius, and he's not going to treat it properly, so therefore we don't want to give him, you see already, he's not careful with the Lachas Shvius. He was shomer his field. Since he was shomer his field, he's not careful with the Lachas Shvius. Don't give him the money either. That's what Rashi says.
Can't trust him.
That's what Rashi says. Taisvis says like this. Oimer Rabbeinu Tam. It's underlined in Taisvis on the right hand column. Okay, Oimer Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam argues on Rashi. The Peiros Minam Meshumer Asurim. Rabbeinu Tam says the reason you're not allowed to buy it is because it's also to eat it. If that was Shomer his field, it becomes Aser Bachila. And it's a Din Deraisa he brings. Kedarshina Bataras Kahanim. It's a Drasha. It says, Es Invein Zirach Ole Sivtsar Minam Mufgar Ata Boitzer. You're allowed to pick a fruit if it was Mufgar. But if it's mishumer, you're not allowed to pick it at all, and even to eat one. If you're the owner of the field and you're mishumer, you're not allowed to go to the field and pick one to eat. Normally, you would be allowed to. You can take one and pick it to eat it. Shvi'is is not asr b'achila, it's just hefker. But if you're a shomer, it becomes asr b'achila. This is Rabbeinu Tam's opinion. So it comes out from the sugya. Machloik is Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. If mishumer is asr b'achila. Okay? So this is Rabbeinu Tam Shita.
No.
Okay, so we'll see, right? In other words, according to Rashi, you're still not allowed to buy it, but we'll see how exactly.
Even if you're allowed to give him a token amount.
You're not allowed to even give him a token amount. You're not allowed to buy it, because you're not allowed to trust him with the money. Correct. But Meshumer itself, let's say the guy will give it to Bematona, so Meshumer itself is mutter, according to Rashi, to eat. It's also according to Tosfos. Now, there's another Gemara, very interesting Gemara, is the next Gemara in Yevamos. Okay, let's learn this Gemara. Very, very geschmacky Gemara. So the Gemara says like this: Oyvid kochavim shaya moicher peres b'shuk. Oyvid kochavim, a guy is selling his peres. The omar peres halalu shall arlahein, shall azikahein, shall neta revoyhein. So this guy's trying to say my peres are gevaldik. They're even arla. Now apparently arla fruits taste better than non-arla fruits. So he's trying to sell, like you say, these are Jaffa oranges. Wow, come buy my oranges. Do you believe the guy? Does he have nemonos to tell you these pears come from Eretz Yisrael? Because he thinks that you know, you see the Jewish guy coming into, you know, I remember, you know, going into Walmart. So the guy comes in, and the guy comes and says, "Oh, I have a perfect thing for you. This is an orange from Eretz Yisrael, from Israel. I'm sure you want that. Like, can I have the Italian, whatever? I don't want anything but that." So is he Neman to tell you that? So the Gemara says he's not Neman. You don't have to worry, he's not Neman. So the question is, what is this one statement here where it says, Shel azikahein? What's azika? I know what arla is, and I don't want it to revise. What's azika? So Rashi says azika means it was. It's the, I didn't underline it, but it's the fourth thin line in Rashi. Shel azika. Rashi says mi pardes meuzak vegadar saviv loy l'shoimrei v'hishnas shvius. So Rashi says that it's guarded, and what he's trying to tell you is, don't think that my fruit is Israeli hefker stuff that everyone touched and came in and messed up the pears. Nah, my stuff was guarded, no one touched it, and whatever. So now, it's a whole thing, we have to talk about whether it would belong to him, it didn't belong to him, but he's saying it was guarded. So Frecht Rashi, what do you mean? But let's say it is guarded, it's still mutter to eat it. Because Rashi Shita, so how could Azika mean guarded? Who cares? Let's say it was guarded. Why does it say you're only allowed to eat it? Because you don't believe him. Even if you would believe him, it doesn't matter. Because Rashi Shita is, you're allowed to eat it. But Tosfos in the Gemara brings a raya from this, that you see that it's asar d'achila. If it would be mashumer, it would be asar b'achila. The only reason you're allowed to eat it is because you don't believe the guy. That's machlokes again, Rashi and Tosfos. Okay. So now the question is, how do we paskin? There's a lot more Rishonim about this, but how do we paskin on Shomer? How do we pass it? We pass it that it's also b'achil like Rabbeinu Tam, we pass it it's mutter l'achil like Rashi. So it's not clear in the Rambam. I mean, the Rambam is like not clear on it, and there's no Shulchan Aruch. So when there's no Rambam, there's no Shulchan Aruch, so next thing is the Chazon Ish, basically. So when it comes to Shemitah. So where do you go? So there's a very interesting steer over here in the Chazon Ish. So the Chazon Ish is on the next page. The Chazon Ish says like this. No, it's not the next page. Skip that first. Then go back to page 5. On the next page in the Chazon Ish. It's not the page, the first page, it's on the next page. So the Chazon Ish says like this: Ve'estroikin shel shvius. Afal pishin metayvin oisam b'shvius b'iser. We'll skip that line. U'mishamrin oisai. And even if it was guarded, ein ha'peris ne'esarin, the peris do not become asar. V'yoytzen ben b'chag, and you could be yoytze, sh'adayin u'koydim bir, el sh'tzarach likchom b'matona, shel limser d'me peris shvius l'amaretz. So Zakt Chazon Ish, we pass like Rashi, that the Meshumer is Mutar Bachila, but he throws in, like what Zelig point, what Rabbi Pravalsky said, is that still you're not allowed to buy it, because the Gemara says, Beferish, you can't trust him with the money. So if he was Meshamrit, then you can't trust him with money. So if he gives it to you for free, you can take the Esrig, and it's not a problem. So we'll see about that. But the point is, the Esrig, according to the Chazon Ish, it seems like he's Makel on the Isra of Shomer. If it's Shomer, he's Makel. So the Pella is, okay, the Pella is on this Chazon Ish. Turn the next page, page 6, on the other side. So this is where the Chazon Ish, where it says Seder Shvius. So the Chazon Ish over here summarizes, it's like his handbook for Shvius. Seder Shvius. So if you look where it's underlined, not where the arrow is, where it's underlined, so the Chazon Ish says the following over here. Dr. Chazon Ish, over habaylim v'loy hifker karmoy, if the baylim was over and he was not mafgir, the hechzik boy kashar shonim, and he acted on the field like he was the owner, nesru aperes l'chol adam v'asol l'oichlam v'asol l'itin b'lebemte, it's also to eat it. So it's a steer in the chazan. Here, over there, he seems to have said, no, he passes like Rashi. And here, when he's writing up the halachas, Lamaisa, he says it's awesome. This is a steer in the chazanish. So there is a very interesting letter from the stipler about this. So the stipler's letter goes like this. Someone asked the stipler, Mistoma, you know, anytime that we have a question about what the Chazon Ish held, Mistoma, you know it. So what is the Chazon Ish held about Shomer on Shvias? So the stipler has a whole piece in the first paragraph of the letter saying, I don't know everything about the Chazon Ish. This that you said that I know everything about the Chazon Ish, it's not true. It's true that I lived in his house for many years, but I was very hard of hearing. I was pretty much deaf. So therefore, if for the Chazon Ish to talk to me, he would have had to yell. And I never wanted to make the Chazon Ish yell because he was very weak. So therefore, I barely talked to the Chazon Ish. Because I didn't want to make him yell. And therefore, yeah, I didn't talk to him. That's his first paragraph. So don't think I know everything about the Chazon Ish. And then he says, by the way, about your stira, the Chazon Ish told me pshat. So it's very funny. Right? So he says, Chazon Ish said, pshat is like this in the stira, is that really he held that halach l'mais is like Rashi. It's like Rashi, and you could be meikah on Shomer. But when he's writing the halachas, he said the Chazon Ish never in public would paskin against Rabbeinu Tam. Because Rabbeinu Tam was one of the Yishonim. So if someone individually would ask him, or so, you know, really, what's taka the halacha, he would say like Rashi. But when he's writing a handbook, halacha ma'is, he said, you have to be chosh Rabbeinu Tam. He's not going to go ahead and say, don't worry about Rabbeinu Tam. So therefore, that's what he says. It's in the arrow over here. That it's like Rashi. That was the Chazon Ish. I guess this is also, he said that Bechlal in Shemitah, that was very Shvach, and he needed Chizak, he didn't want to write public Heterim. That's the stipler writes, Teretz of the Chazon Ish. So in other words, according to that, basically, theoretically, you can't make a machal because the Chazon Ish is paskening its mutter. But if you really want to know the Ratzon of the Chazon Ish, Das Chazon Ish was, you should, better to be machmer like Rabbeinu Tam. That's what's coming out. Mice, I saw another Teretz in a Sefer, Mishpatei Haaretz, whatever. So in the back, he has a letter. In the back of that Sefer, he has a letter from one of the Talmidim of the Chazon Ish about this question. And he says a very nice answer. This is what Rabbi Provosky was mentioning. It was like this. Really, halach zak rabbeinu tam. Halach zak rabbeinu tam. That really, like Rashi, I mean, that really shomer is mutter. But the Gemara says you can't buy it anyway. So when he's writing his handbook, halach l'maisa, he's telling you it's aser, practically. Because practically speaking, there's no heter. Because if a guy's shomer and he's not giving you two from a ton, if he was going to give two from a ton, then may as well be mafgaret. Obviously, if he was shomer in the field, he's not interested in giving it out for free. So anyway, you can't buy it. So Chazon Ish just wrote, stam, it was aser. But he didn't mean because shomer is aser, he meant because you can't buy
on the fruit, not on the guy guarding.
Correct.
It.
So according to that teretz, it would come out. Let's say this guy's going to attack and give it to you b'matana, so it'll be mutter. Okay. So shomer, according to this, okay. So I'm saying, but
he wrote this.
Right, he wrote both. I'm saying so. Another.
It's not like you put this in a private letter. This was in the same.
No, but that's in the sugya.
Right now, he was talking about mutter, right?
It's like
one of those sugyas also that you give somebody an inch.
Exactly. That's why the Chazon Ish took back about, you know, he didn't want to. No, so the question is, you're participating in that thing that Chazon Ish didn't want to publicize. So, okay.
Seems like Mishka he wanted to publicize both. He wanted there to be.
He says over here, the stipler, if you read the letter, he says, Badafka, he left the stira. Because he wanted people to know both. He didn't want to just write that it's awesome for the rabbin, because people would think that he holds halacha like Rabbeinu Tam. But he didn't want to just leave it as Rashi, because then people would takabi meikel. So he left both. Badafka, he left the stira. That's what the disciple says the Chazon Ish meant. Okay, this is the Das HaChazon Ish. L'maisa is an interesting letter. I happen to have bumped into a letter from the Brisker Rav. That it's an interesting letter. So I figured in this whole Sefer, there's a Sefer they put out lately on letters from the Brisker Rav. So I figured over there must be at least one letter about an Esrei. So Taka, I found a letter that he sends a letter to Rabbi Zalman that he wanted Rabbi Zalman to go get him an Esrei. He says, like every year. Apparently, Rabbi Zalman got the Brisker Rav an Esrei. Pretty big chiddush. So he says over there, he says, and since this year is Shemitah, he says, therefore, in the second paragraph on page 8, he says, Hine, shnas zu hi shnas ha-shvies, this year is Shemitah, v'shitas Rabbeinu Tam, de meshumer osar, v'alkein, arev nafshi levakesh, es hadras goinoi, ula efshal hamsi le'esrik shaloi min ha-meshumer. So the Riskrov wanted to try to avoid Mishomer and to be choishish for Rabbeinu Tam. So I don't know if he held like the halacha l'maisa, but it sounds like the Briskerov tried to avoid getting involved in Mishomer. If it's more expensive because you have to get a non-Mishomer, I don't know how that would be possible. Chutzlaret. or from an Arab or whatever. Yeah. But don't get from Mishomer, so that would be preferable. So that was the Briskerov also seemed to have been choishish for this. Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, so Maisa, as of now, if a field in Eretz Yisrael, and the way we're saying it was, is that according to the Rabbanim, especially in America, that say for B'nai Chutz La'aretz, the Kuli Alma, it's not Kedai to be Soymech on the Het Mechira. So that would mean that for us, Paris that are Meshumer in Eretz Yisrael, through the Het Mechira we call them Meshumer, but still you could be Mekel according to the Chazanish Ikar Halacha, and the Machmirim go with the Briskerov, seems to be Choshish for that, and the Chazanish and his Halach Lamaisa seem to have said you should be Choshish for Meshumer. Okay, now that's all regarding Meshumer. Okay, now there's another question. What about Nevad? There's another Isser. Besides that you have to be mafkir your field on Shemitah, you're also not allowed to do work on the field. You're not allowed to plow it, you're not allowed to fertilize it, you're not allowed to do certain things, malachas, on the field. Okay?
You may not be able to use the fruit, the first but you can't encourage its growth.
Well, so there's one thing, right?
The
watering it. So there's one thing is, let's say I have a mango tree in my front yard. I don't do anything to it. I don't do anything and it gives fruit. Fine. So I wasn't over Nevad, but if I go put a fence around it and I tell you, buddy, don't come anywhere near my tree, I want all the mangoes. So that's Meshumer. But there's another Shaila. If I'm a farmer, I'm probably not just leaving it be. I have to water it, I want to fertilize it, you want to make the pears come out as good as possible. So all the malachas that go into the pears, that's called Nevad. Okay? That the land was worked. What's the status of pears that come as a result of Nevad? Is that worse than Meshumer? Is that less than Meshumer? What's the story with Nevad? Okay? So now, the story with Nevad is that it seems to be a machloikas. There's a lot of rishonim that say it's awesome. Okay, so I have over here a. If you skip, we'll go back a second. But I want to just go. If you go to page 12, okay. There's a ritva in Yevamos. It's on that Gemara that we said that the goy comes and says that my karka is 13-12. So. Here, that. So it's the Ritva, it's sideways, it's this page. So the Ritva is going on that Gemara that says that the Goy comes and says, Shall base Izka hein, right? That my payers are from Izka, right? So we weren't sure what is base Izka. Rashi says Meshumer. So the Ritva brings down from the Ramban maybe a different shot, okay? So the Ritva says, no, Meshumer is Mutter and all that, okay? So then he says like this. He says, on the second column where there's an arrow, you see where there's an arrow on the second column? Yeah. So this is Inami. So maybe you could say a different pshat in the Gemara. Shaloshon Izka, Miloshon Oizek Ben Azazim, Shepirushai Choifer, Oysa Lehem Kamin Ugiois, Lamal Oysai Offer, Vavruye Ilnahu Vaaser. That what happened is that you did certain malacha to the tree to make the pears come out better. It's called Avruye Ilna, which makes the. You're allowed to do certain malachas, which just make the tree not die. That you're allowed to do in Shemitah. But to make the tree better, grow better, you're not allowed to do. And therefore, Zakta Ritva, maybe that's what the guy is saying. The guy is saying, I work the field.
Pruning.
Pruning, watering, fertilizing, shoveling, make it whatever.
You're not touching the fruit, but you're doing everything to enhance its growth.
When we pnei kein, Zakta Ritva, if you did that, Haperis Atzman Asurin Beshvias. Kivan Shabo Machmas Avoidas Shvias. Uchadamrina, like it says in the Mishnah, Hanitea Beshvias, if a person plants a tree on Shvias, you have to get rid of it. The Sadish in a Taiva in a Daira Litizara Bamutsai Shvias. And even if you plow a field right before, if someone would plow a field now to get a head start on next year, it's after Shvias, they want to seed the field early. Right in November, October, November. So they'll plow it now and they'll plant it after Shvias. Not allowed to do that. Like Tizar ben Motzei Shvias, so it's a knas. And he did it, and it's a Sadeh Yisrael, and he did it. So therefore, the Ritva says, this is B'Shem the Ramban, the Rashba, they all learn Pshan with Gemara, that maybe what the guy is saying, he's not saying that he was Shoimer the field, he's saying he worked the field. If you work the field, the pears become Asar. So this is the Shita of the Ritva, okay?
to use that avodah, but that doesn't show me that the parents also have a field.
Okay, so let's get involved. Well, let's see. But he's saying that he's saying it's also bachilah, whatever company the Paris, because he's
the rise he's bringing.
Oh, so the rise. Well, we have to go through the rise. Right, we have to go through the rise.
If I apply the Arab Shmiris, I'm not allowed to plant.
Okay, good. So good.
If I apply the on Shmiris, I'm not allowed to plant.
Because you're benefiting from it.
But who said if I planted it, the Paris is
awesome? Okay, fine. So let's see. But he says also in Sukkah the same thing. The Ritva is the next page 13. Lafigah where it's underlined. Peiros atzmon asurin. The machmas avoidas shviis bo. The kaimelon hanotei b'shviis yakar. So there's a mission. Hanotei b'shviis yakar. Okay. So this is the shita of the Ritva, the Ramban, Rashba, Muki Yosef. All the Yeshayim say if you did nevad, it's awesome. The pele atzuma frekta kapois tamarim frekta the pirushim in the Mishnayis toisus anshei shem. It's a tmiya atzuma. Mamish, I was up last night trying to figure out what is the answer to this question. It's a tmiya atzuma because all these Rishonim, it's a Raivin, all these Rishonim. Oh, there's one more sheet that also says the Raivin. What page is that on? I'll show you the Raivin inside. It's on the page that doesn't have a page number.
What's it between?
It's technically page 10. So it's page 10. On the bottom, you see on page 10, it's at, right? Yeah, Hasagas HaRaivid. Okay, so the Raivid over there says on this Iska business, okay, this Gemara about base Iska, right? That the guy says it's from Iska. So he says it's not Alt Meshomer. So he says like this, Aval, where it's underlined, and, you know, it's small letters, but he says like this, Aval Shal Iska, he Eretz Avuda Umituyeves. The Imsvichim Asurim Beshvius Koshkin Peretz Eretz Avuda. Bein Shal Nachir Bein Shal Yisrael. Look, the Raivid, even if it belongs to the guy, so I mean, even according to the Raivid, Het HaMechir doesn't do anything, because even if it belongs to the guy, it doesn't matter because it's also if it was Neva. This is the Rav and Shita, and that's how he learns the Gemara. So the Tamiya Tzuma on this, okay, is Mamash. It's Koshkin from Zit. If something happened, Mamela is also Koshkin if you made it. What? No, but he's saying the whole is of Shechem because maybe you'll make it grow. So for sure, if you did make it grow. So now, Zok the Rav, Zok the Mishnah, okay, page 9. This is a simple Mishnah. In Shviz, an open Mishnah, okay? And this open Mishnah seems to be contradictory to all these Rishonim. It's Mamash Tmi Atzuma. So the Mishnah says like this. Okay, let's start from where it's underlined. It says, let's start from before it's underlined, from Mishnah Beis. See where it says Beis at the beginning of the line? I mentioned that, but who do you have? So, Sadesh in Mishnah Beis. Sodashin is skavtsa tizar b'motzai shviyas. Okay, that means if you picked koitzim, if you picked thorns and make clear out the field, that you're not allowed to do it. But if you did it on shviyas to clear up the field for motzai shviyas, you're allowed to plant to get a head start. Shinitaiva, if you plowed it, or in a daira, or you fertilized it, lo tizara b'motzai shviyas. That you cannot benefit from motzai shviyas, which is what the Ritzvah mentioned. But then look at the end of the Mishnah. Sade shenitaiva, a sade which was plowed. Beishamai oimrim ein oichlim peresed b'shviyas. Beishamai says, it's awesome. There any fruit that comes as a result of the plowing is awesome. Zokta beitzila, beitzila oimrim oichlim. Beitzila says, you're allowed to eat it. So frekta kapois tomorrow. Frekta teiz lanchei shem. All these Rishayim are passing like Beishamai? We hold like Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says that Sadash and Netaiva b'shviyas, the Paris are mutter. So why are these Yishayim coming along and saying that Nevad is also, right? It's a mission, it's an open Mishnah. Like Beis Hillel. So what's going on over here?
You give a person an inch with their farmland and their parnas, and they're going to take a mile. I say Siyag L'Taro.
I agree with you. But then but that's Beis Shammai. What right. About but the Rishonim are not all passing like Beis Shammai. We pass like Beis Hillel.
The Rishonim are reacting. I don't think that they're responding to this Mishnah. I know. Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai.
I know.
They're responding to something else.
I know. But the question is how to deal with the Mishnah. That's the question. You can't just sideline on Mishnah and Shviyas. This Mishnah is dealing with the issue that the Rishonim are dealing with, and it says it's mutter. Meaning, I agree with you 100%, and that seems to be.
Let me ask you a question. When everybody went according to Beis Hillel because that's the Mishnah, what was the response of the people? If the people, as a result of saying, okay, we pass go like Beis Hillel, they were doing things that were inappropriate,
right?
So then they have to turn around and say, okay, Beis Hillel may be right, but
you're
I
right.
See
you're right. So there should be a knas in place. But the question is, what happened to Beis Hillel? I mean, Beis Hillel seems to be mad to this, okay? So now, Legabe Meshomer, I saw a good svara. I was thinking the svara. I wasn't going to say it, but then I saw it. It's a good svara. Maybe you could be mechalal between Meshumar and Nevad. That Meshumar, you actually guarded the Paris. The pears were growing and you guarded the pears, so therefore the isser is on the pears themselves. But you just worked the field, why should that ask for the pears? Maybe you could say that. But the last we have Rishonim that say beferish, and the Ravid is even the worst, because the Ravid that we just read says the word in the ta- it's like it seems like he's quoting the Mishnah. He says, Sade avudu umituyeves is awesome. Like, well, the Mishnah says it's not there. Yeah, and there are Tva quotes, like I saw one person say, oh, maybe the Rishonim had a different Mishnah, had a different Girsa.
No.
The Ravid, the Tva quotes the Mishnah. It's like, I don't understand how someone could say that.
The question really is here is, who's a knas? If I have a knas, let's say the field is worse and the pears are already grew, so who's a knas? The general public is taking the tree.
Right.
But if somebody plants, let's say he plows the field the second time, he shouldn't have. So the Rabbana are giving a knas to the owner of the field.
Right.
He can't plant.
Right. So some do say that maybe we only plant Akansin, the Ari Sharm that say like that. We only Akansin the owner, not anyone else.
Right.
But the other Sharm that say the Gemara of Yevamis can't go like that, because the Gemara of Yevamis is talking about other people buying it
right. From
the guys. So obviously they're not going with that. I saw someone say that also. Maybe the answer is it's someone else. What are you talking about? The Gemara, that doesn't help for the Sharm. There is a Shita like that. There is a Shita like that, that we only Akansin the owner, not anyone else. So you could buy it, but Basil is talking about everyone else. But the Isser on the Knas is for the owner. Okay, that makes sense. But that's not the Rishonim, because the Rishonim are clearly answering anyone from buying it. So what's going on over here? Okay, so this is where things kind of get sticky. Okay, so there's basically a few mahalchim to try to answer this. Okay, so in the tshuva from the Samarov, okay, the Samarov wrote a very strong tshuva to Aser it, and in the tshuva over there he deals with this question. Okay, now he says Samarov wants to say in the Divrei Yoel over there is that he wants to say the answer to the question is that somehow or other over here we're talking about that only a malacha derabanan was done. It's not a real malacha that the guy did on the field. Whatever the case may be, it was only a malacha derabanan. He has a raif and gemara katan. It's only a malacha derabanan, and that's why Beisel holds his mutter. But if you did a malacha deraisa, for sure everyone would agree that it's also, and that's what the Rishonim are talking about. Which is all, so he says it's talking about a harisha, which is not really helping the pears, something like that.
Oh, they're removing. They may be removing something that's an inhibitor, but they're not adding something.
Yeah,
that's
something like
a
that, maybe.
Agent.
Maybe something like that, exactly.
Okay.
So that's what he says. Now, the Maisa of the Chazon Ish, which is on page 6, also brings down this issue. He also says it's talking about Malach Darbanan. If you look at page 6, go back, you know, not page 6, page 5. What page? Page 4. It looks like 6, but it's really 4, yeah. Page 5, page 4, we skipped before, so it's underlined. The Chazon Ish says like this: Elamashma, the dafka bin netayva hitir beisilal haperis, that only if you were chayrish beisilal is matir. Avaloi bin nata, but not if you actually planted. Vizara, not if you planted. If you actually planted on Shemitah, then beisilal is maskim, it's aser. Okay? That's what the Chazon Ish wants to say. But what's the difference, Lamaisa? Let's understand a little bit the Chazon Ish's answer. Chazon Ish is saying, this Mishnah is talking about that they plowed. And the other raya is that it's also is when you plant it. What's the difference between planting and plowing? Okay? And also, the raya that we mentions the word netaiva. He's saying about harisha. He's talking about plowing. So what's going on? So the answer is like this, l'chara. Is that what it seems like is like this. If a person stam did an isser on the field, but that Isser didn't actually bring out any pears. That wasn't germ the pears to grow. It didn't make the pears grow any better. So there, it seems like Beis Hillel says, we don't consent. So a guy comes and he, you know, he does some plowing and something like that. His purpose, why is he planting it? Why is he plowing? He's plowing in order to plant next year. So he's not allowed to benefit from what he did by plowing next year. But if, let's say, by his plowing, the case was that there were some old seeds from last year, he plowed and turned them over or whatever, and then all of a sudden that stuff grew, that's not a direct result of his plowing. So therefore, that's mutter. Okay? That seems to be mutter. If it's just memela, It's not. So as we're talking about, it's in a place of no esrichim. So
I would use a better example: pulling out weeds.
Pulling out weeds for sure, right? And it helped it grow mamela.
How is that not a direct result of his? He planted seeds. How is that not a?
He didn't plant them. That's why. It's not what he was trying to do, and it didn't happen really because of what he did. It's just
unknown consequence.
What's the riot to such a thing? Because look at the Rambam. It's page 11.
He was plowing, but the seeds just happened to get planted.
Yeah, this is.
They were already in the ground.
Yeah.
Why was he plowing
from before?
They were in the ground from before.
Just to loosen the ground.
And his kavanah was to plow, so he gets a head start on next year's planting. So he plowed, so the next year the field would be ready. He could just throw the seeds in. Yeah. And now what's the riot to this concept? Is look at this Rambam. So the Rambam is Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph. Afilu sadash in the taiva b'shvias v'tzamcha peiros mutar ba'achila. It's mutar. But the pirush on the bottom is the Ma'ari Korkus. He's medayik the Rambam. Why does Rambam say v'tzamcha peiros? Tzamcha peiros sounds like you didn't go ahead and plant them. They sprouted. Zokta Ma'ari Korkus.
Yeah.
Dr. Mari Korkus, Upirish with Samchu Perisera should Samchu me alehen. They came by themselves. Uposhut. It's obvious that that's what the Rambam has to mean. So the Samarov is Medayik from here is that you see that Mari Korkus held that the Rambam must mean it came Mamela. It came by itself. Not because you what you did didn't really help it along. Maybe you're right. Maybe it positioned it. But that wasn't your Kavana. You surely weren't coming to enhance anything. And therefore it sprouted by itself. On a field that you happen to have done a harish on, we don't say, okay, since you did harish on this field, so therefore, anything that sprouts by itself is aser. You know, maybe there's different isurim, but it doesn't have this isur of nevar. Okay? But if you're going to go ahead and plant something on Shvias, so you're directly benefiting from the plowing, there, Zok, the... What? So there, well, let's talk about Nuteya and Zoreya. So there, Avada, something grows from your planting. Avada, it's going to be also, that's Pasha. Okay? And this Mahalach fits very nicely into the Lashon of the Rishonim. If you go back, let's say, to page 13... in the Ritva.
I thought the general understanding of Shavuos is that you let the land rest.
You do, but we're talking about people that didn't.
Plowing the land, letting it rest.
It's not, but the question is, if you did that, does that make everything also in the field now?
Uh-huh.
Of course you're not allowed to. Uh-huh. That's a portion. I'm not saying you're allowed to. I'm just saying that if you did, it doesn't also all the pairs. So now look at the Ritva's Lashon carefully. So the Ritva there on page 13, okay, his Lashon seems very clear because he says, Lefikach, Paris Atman Asurin, Demachmas avoidas shvius ba'u. They came as a result of the avoidas shvius. That's what he's saying. So if you just, a guy's a bad guy and he has a huge field and he starts plowing it for next year and then on that side of the field something grows or even here something grows, we don't make a knas on him just because he's a bad guy, everything on his field is awesome. But if machmas avoidas shvius ba'u, but if you did something in the land that caused itself the Paris to come, that taka will be aser. That's what the Ritva, that's what these shittas all hold. Okay? So, based on that, so that's good. Let's say you plant it. Now let's go back to our case. Okay, how do trees work? Okay? So let's say you have a field that you use for corn. Okay. So this year I didn't plant any corn, but I wanted to get a head start. I plowed the field, and all of a sudden I plowed the field and magically three stalks of corn grow. That's a shaila. I didn't try to do that. It didn't come. My plowing didn't help it. Fine. Maybe it's svichim. There's a different isser, but it's not going to be this isser. Okay. What about a tree? I go ahead, and the tree has peiros, and I did malachis on the tree. So where does that fall in? Is that stam harisha, or is that, I didn't plant it either. It was there from last year. It's a tree. Oh, so look at the Imri, this is on page 14, is the next page after the Ritva, is a tshuva from the Imri Yosha. The Imri Yosha was a Ramer Arik. And he lives about, he wrote this about 100 years ago, and he's quoted all over from the, not this particular tshuva, but in general, Ramer Arik was a very choshev poisek. So he writes like this. He asks this whole sugya, and he says, I mean, if you look at the shaila was, are you allowed to use the sregi shvius? So he says where it's underlined in the left-hand column, he says like this. He says, you have to say that the aidei hatiyuv, when you plowed, tzamchu perisea min hazer shenofa ba mikoidim shvius. Somehow or other, something sprouted from last year's stuff. But zehi the paris mutar, and that's why the paris are mutar. Avol be'ilon banana tree shekvar haya natua lifnei Rosh Hashanah. That was a tree that was planted Rosh Hashanah. V'hayu by paris va'avad avoylas ilon lehashbiach haperi shapir yesh loyma that paris asurin. Zakhtar Meir Arik that a tree, if you work on the tree, then the paris that are coming as a result of your malacha. Because the benefit, whatever reason you're doing, you want to make the priest stronger, you want to make it grow better, you want to make it do whatever it is, and whatever you're doing, machmas.
What if you just want to prove whatever, it's like
whatever you're doing mean. And whatever result manifesting itself, the result of the malach is manifesting itself in the pre. Therefore, Zakhtar Meir Arik, that if you go with this mahalach to answer the Rishonim are only talking about malacha that makes the pre better, or that is gairim the pre. So planting a seed for sure is like that, right? That's obvious. And plowing a field is for sure not like that. Then it's very good. What about working and shoveling and plowing and watering and fertilizing a tree? Zakhtar Meir Arik, that for sure goes into the category of helping the pre-grow.
Your corn example, to utilize Shabbos terms, is a Dover Shana Miskaven. This is a psik ratio. No, really, it's a psik ratio. You know that because the tree's there.
Right.
And you know that year after year it's going to give fruit. So anything you do is going to only enhance that.
Enhance
it's a
psik ratio. Yeah, you're for sure. And it's Miskaven for that matter, I'm saying. You're coming to do it that way. Right, exactly. I mean, it's even more. Your mom is coming ahead and doing it for that purpose. And it worked. Because if it wouldn't work, why are you doing it? So obviously, Zakhtar Meir Arik, that if you go with this mahalak to answer the Rishonim, then the malacha done in a fruit tree is going to be, we're going to answer all the pears. Because now, it's nevad. Now the pears are coming as a result of this malacha. This is what Meir Arik says, and it's the milsa of the misaver.
For
an estri? Okay, maybe it's in a place that they don't.
For an estri, the fruit will be good no matter what.
Or deraisa. That's what the Sama Rav wants to say.
You just want to make sure.
My Rikav is going deraisa, because otherwise it's fichim anyway. That's what Sama Rav says.
The fruit will be fine, and for an estri, the fruit will be fine. Will you do anything? You just want to make sure there's no bletel, so that people, when they look at it, it looks
You're
nice.
Saying that you're not really benefiting from the malacha by taking this estri, because it wasn't been kosher without you. That's what you want to say.
No one
would take it.
It would still be kosher.
You're saving yourself. You're saving yourself busha that no one's going to look at your estri. Like,
right.
Oh, this
it would still be mutter lachila.
Okay.
It just won't have.
I hear what you. What? So what? That it's not helping you what you need from the pears. What?
No, it's
not making it look.
It wouldn't. It's not helping.
It's not helping me mashbiach. Look at what you need from it. Look at what you need from the pri. It's not being mashbiach the peri. I hear. Okay.
No, just the opposite. I'm saying that
what I'm being mashbiach is not making the fruit better.
That's what I'm saying. Copy what I need the fruit for. The malach that was done is not helping me. Right.
Let me see, we have to be a chalik by an esrog because people don't purchase an esrog to eat. They purchase an esrog for the mitzvah. The eating is mamish a side point. Why? Because how many people really consume their esrog?
Correct.
Sukkah. So are we machalik?
Well, that's kind of what he's trying to say. Is that the
looking esrog and the good tasting esrog both come from working the field product.
Right. It's because you work the field.
Still want the esrog looking as good as possible.
I don't know that there's anything you can do to a tree to cause its appearance to be enhanced. Maybe
I think that these guys, that's exactly what they do.
The needles don't go into.
Yeah,
making the needles,
pulling aside.
They're coming off every thorn on the bush. They're coming off every leaf around it.
They're definitely doing stuff to it to make it better. So that stuff, Zakhtar Meir Arik, that stuff, Lamaisa, is Nevad. That stuff is Nevad, and according to Meir Arik, Nevad would be Aser. Okay, so now we have a couple Rishonim.
He doesn't differentiate between direct Nevad versus indirect Nevad.
He's just saying Nevad that somehow enhances the pre.
To remove a bad is in the same category as to do a good.
Well, I don't know if he was talking about removing thorns. It sounds like he was talking about more, you know, Harisha, but still, Harisha on the tree, or watering the tree, whatever, fertilizing it to make it better, that's Nevad. So now we have like this. So we have getting back to the Ikar Shaila. So we have like this. We have that if you have a tree, an esrog coming from Eretz Yisrael, from a field that was worked, but it was worked through different heterim, that if you don't want to be soymach on those heterim. So now, as far as you're concerned, you have to treat that tree as a, that esrog as a product of a field of shemitah that was worked on. So there's two possible isurim. There's an isur of shomer. There's an isur of nevad. So shomer, we said, is machlekes Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi was matir, Rabbeinu Tam was asr, and it seemed like that the Chazon Ish himself, Ikar Halacha, held like Rashi, and we'll see what Rav Moshe held about it. But there is a makom to machmer like Rabbeinu Tam. And then there's another shot of Nevad, is that even though Nevad is a Mishnah that's mutter, but we're proving that maybe a malacha, which is done to enhance the pre, or anything which comes as a result, direct result of the malacha, that taka is going to be asr, the pre will be asr, and that is going to be Nevad, and the Ravid holds it's even Nevad on a sod of a goy, and therefore it's going to be asr ba'achila. If it's asr ba'achila, you can't be yoytze. With this is the shita of the machmirim on all these esrogim coming in from Eretz Yisrael. And this is the shita of the Samarov held like this, and a lot of others. There's a tshuva from Rav Moshe here in the back page. And basically, Rav Moshe goes, okay, what's halacha ma'is according to Rav Moshe? Be'inyan esrogi shmita. So Rav Moshe basically says, B'dvar esrogim she'evim erik tisro b'shanazu soif shenaz tov shen yud beiz. Okay, tov shen yud beiz is when? Is
5712.
What?
60 years ago.
Yeah. Shehi Shnas Hashmita. I think this was the first Shmita after the Hakamas HaMedina. Right, Tavshin Ches?
52.
Yeah, 52. That's what I'm saying. So I think it was the first Shmita after the Hakamas HaMedina. So that's why it started getting... So, Shehi Shnas Hashmita. Api Hayiraz Bezdin Harosh Shasu Kitakanasam Aydi Mechir Lanachri. That day, the Rabbanut of Eretz Yisrael sold the karka, and people work the fields based on the heta mechira. Shahar be'in soivim heta zen. There are those that don't hold of it. Many people don't hold of it. Im yesh l'machmirim, those that don't want to rely on that, ezech shash mulatzis dechoyva, l'maisa could I use those esrogim. Umi l'varach aleim, hine kolach shash shayach rak l'shitas Rabbeinu Tam. It only works like Rabbeinu Tam. Soifi vamos v'sukat af lam tes, sheshomer asa b'achila, umel yesh l'fsol, midin ein b'het r'achila. The chash is according to Rabbeinu Tam, that says shomer is asr. He doesn't get involved in nevad here. Aval Zokter Moshe Haroiv Hapoiskim Cholkin Olav Kedah Avair. But Ma'aseh Zokter Moshe, and that's where he goes. That most of the Poiskim argue in Rabbeinu Tam. He doesn't even talk about Nevad over here, but he wants to say Ma'aseh that it's mutter. Zokter Moshe, you don't have to be choshev for Rabbeinu Tam. You don't have to be choshev for Nevad. And Ma'aseh was matir to use any of these Israelim. This is a huge machlokes. It seems like between. Well, some Rav Moshe, and I'm understanding from reading both tshuvas, it seemed like that there was a dialogue there that was unspoken, because neither one mentions the other one by name. But I think that that's what they were fighting about, because, you know, whatever it is, the Samarov uses a lot of strong language for those that are mekel, and Ramosha responds to that. So I think that there's a machlokes in Nevad. But he doesn't really mention Nevad, because I think he doesn't have this whole teretz. It's a Mishnah. It says Nevad is Mutter. So he's going with that. So Lamaisa is like this. They're starting to come from Eretz Yisrael nowadays. So I don't know what they are. If they're Hetem Mechira, or there's something else called the Oitzer Bezdin, which means that there was no Malacha done to it. And as Kedusha Shvi'is, there's no Malacha done to it. So the Oitzer Bezdin is the that we're going to talk about next week. About, you know, how to buy it. Because you're not allowed to do business with esrogim, so how do you buy it? Number one, and also you're not allowed to take esrogim out of Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to take Peres Shvias out of Eretz Yisrael. So how to deal with those issues, we're going to talk about next week. But now we're talking about, if you're talking about esrogim which were grown through the Heter Mechira, not through the Eitzer Beis Din, you know, so those esrogim, even if you don't hold of it, and you hold that it's Shomer and Nevad, still Rav Moshe was Mekel on it. The Das HaChazon Ish was that for the Rabbim to be Machmer on it, and Nevad for sure, you know, if it's just Shomer, for the Rabbim, but Nevad for sure, there's more of a Makom to be Machmer, according to the Das HaChazon Ish, according to the Yishayinim that we spoke out, and that was the Das of the Satmarov. Okay.